Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second half hour of hour number one here on this very first day of May, May 1st, 2024. It's here. The plan is in full effect. What am I talking about? All the candidates have filed signatures, deadlines have passed. Time to withdraw out of a race has passed. We know who's going to be on the ballot. Every single elected office is complete for this presidential election. What happens in a presidential election? Well, due to retirement, we have a U.S. Senate race going on. Four Republicans versus three Democrats. Every 2 years, U.S. Congress. Congressman Jack Bergman being primary challenged by not one but two people, J.D. Wilson and Josh Saul. Two Democrats are running for the seat in their August primary. Callie Barr and Dr. Bob Lorenzer. Now, those races in our listening area, folks, if Congressman Bergman is your congressman right now, up here in the 36 counties of northern Michigan, the UP, and the southern part, the lower peninsula, below the bridge, the northern tip of the lower peninsula, if that's where you live and Bergman is your congressman, we're having pure primaries. And I've explained this numerous times. Because the Democrats will have to stay on their side of the ballot to elect the Democrat Senate candidate they want and the candidate they want to run against the Republican for U.S. Congress. In a presidential year where the turnout is going to be tremendous. Thanks to Biden economics, thanks to energy policies, foreign policy, because of the southern border debacle, illegals coming into our country, the price of food, the price of gas, the Democrats seeing the writing on the wall, trying to pass something in Lansing that will basically guarantee election fraud, took place yesterday in the Michigan State Senate. It now goes to the House, and it's going to be absolutely, absolutely impacting our elections. Question is, are they going to stop it in the House, or is it going to pass on a party line vote? Every Republican voting against it, Senate, House, state representatives voting for it, Governor Whitmer signing it. But one thing I can guarantee, I can absolutely guarantee, because it is an election year, they will not get six Republican state senators to give it immediate effect. Senate Democrats approved legislation yesterday to no longer authorize candidates to petition the State Board of Canvassers for vote recounts based on fraud allegations. The bills also raise the fees for ordering a ballot recount in individual voter precincts. The bills come after the 2020 election, in which, according to MERS, unsubstantiated allegations of fraud gummed up election procedures in Wayne County and elsewhere around the state. Democrats argue that charges of fraud need to go to law enforcement and not to state or county board of canvassers, which they assert is not an investigatory body. The Board of Canvassers, they claim, don't have the ability to investigate. They say it needs to go to law enforcement. If you have examples of fraud, you should take that to law enforcement. When we have the rules of what the Board of Canvassers does, it is outlined in law. They are not a policing agency, said Senator Jeremy Moss, Democrat communist from Southfield, chair of the Senate Elections and Ethics Committee. He explained that today's bills, or actually yesterday, do not touch the state's, quote, abundance of opportunities for people to bring forward their fraudulent claims. Have those claims vetted out, investigated, examined, and then, if there's grounds, bring prosecutions, end quote, said Moss. Ultimately, he summarized that yesterday's legislation recognized that the State of Michigan Board of Canvassers as a body is not responsible for overseeing investigations. We don't want to confuse people about where to present their claims of fraud. Senator, communist, literally, Stephanie Chang from Detroit, sponsored Senate Bill 603, Moss 604. Each one of those passed on party line votes 20-18 in the state Senate yesterday. The bills make it easier for local election officials to initiate ballot recounts when human error takes place. Oh, does that sound familiar? Cheryl Guy, Antrim County, human error. Like someone deciding not to vote after signing in at their polling location and walking away with their unsubmitted ballot. What happened to the ballot? It disappeared. It's not accounted for. They didn't void the ballot. They don't have it there in the file as being voted on or voided. The person took it home. I got a text message. I got an emergency. I got to go. They'd already been given their ballot. They took it with them. They didn't leave it with the clerk or the polling place. These bills intend to halt what could be also considered frivolous recount efforts. For example, Moss pointed to when the Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein requested a statewide recount following her fourth place loss during Michigan's 2016 general election. Although former President Donald Trump won the state with more than 2.27 million votes, only 51,463 ballots were cast in Stein's favor. She got basically 1.1% of the vote. She attempted to make the case that Michigan had quite an unusual number of ballots where electors did not pick a presidential candidate. Well, a full recount was not completed after the Michigan Supreme Court turned down Stein's efforts in Michigan and other states. That was the U.S. Supreme Court's denial to appeal for Stein's recount case December 9th of 2016. This goes all the way back to Donald Trump's first election. According to the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, the Campaign Legal Center, Stein paid the state's required deposit of $973,250. But it was unfortunately nowhere close to the estimated $5 million cost it was going to cost the state of Michigan Bureau of Elections to do the recount. The Department of State would need to spend in order to conduct a full recount. Under no circumstances was she an aggrieved party during that campaign. She was never going to win the election. And she said, I think she put strains on our election administrators. The fact that there was an example of a recount that was driven by a candidate that probably didn't have any, quote, legal standing, I think we're working hard to clarify who can request it and for what reasons. In a March letter to the Senate Elections and Ethics Committee, the Campaign Legal Center noted that Stein's recount effort was not only an outlier scenario, but it also stated that it was based on an estimate from the Department of State. The state paid approximately $1 million on the beginning of the recount and therefore requested proposals 2 and 3 of 2022, which respectively enshrined various voter access reforms as well as abortion access in the state Michigan's constitution. Proposal 2, with elections passed, almost 60%. Somewhat similarly, the Proposal 3 regarding abortion access passed with 57%. You see how they tied those two issues together? You see how they got out the vote. So now it's more difficult to ask for a recount and you have to pay more for it. And if you have claims of election fraud, call the cops. Don't submit it to the Board of Canvassers. Even though you believe there was fraud committed, asking for them not to certify an election, they're not a policing agency. Therefore, you can't take it to them. This is what the Democrats passed yesterday in the state Senate. Wrap this story up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got a text message off topic during the break. And the text message said, good morning, Randy. Quick question. I ordered beef from Cliff Tellini back in February. Still haven't gotten any. Should I cancel the order? The last time we talked about a month ago there in March, he said it would be about 2 weeks out. Don't know what to do. Call Cliff. Very responsible, completely sold out, has beef being processed right now down at Ebel's. I don't know if he's picked it up yet or if they're still processing it. Give him a call. Very responsible guy, completely vetted him, been doing this since the 1980s. Absolutely love Cliff. Love his beef. Basically, because of the radio station, we sold out his inventory. He had some head going down for processing, but he was sold out. Completely cleaned out his freezers. Now, I don't know, like I said, if he's gotten those animals back from Ebel's yet or not, but he's got the train moving again. He's got some more head that are going down for processing. I think he said this month of May. So we should be back to inventory, but give him a call. It's that simple. Okay, make sure you call the farm 989-733-2782. Don't call his cell phone. Call the farm. I sent you the number. Now, a very interesting opposite take on this debacle of bills that the Democrats ran through with Democrat votes only yesterday was from State Senator Jim Runstedt, and he did not hold back. Michigan Democrats are terrified Biden will implode and drag them down this November. So yesterday they bet the bank and went all out to codify election fraud into state statute with Senate Bill 603. Yesterday they smashed through this gigantic pile of election fraud enabling legislation with Democrat-only votes. Senate Bill 603 repeals current law that gives authority to bipartisan county boards of canvassers to investigate fraud and other wrongdoing, including ballot tampering during recounts. With their passage of this election fraud enabling bill, there will be no future route for requesting a recount if you believe there was fraud. Under their corruption bill, candidates will be prohibited from requesting a recount if they suspect fraud and is designed to stop investigation of election fraud by the Board of Canvassers. This disgusting bill will now permit clerks to recount ballots even if seals are broken on the ballot containers, and was essentially written by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who has been reversed multiple times in court, including our own Michigan Supreme Court, for her illegal election decisions. The bill changes the standard for a candidate or party to petition for a recount of election results from alleging that there was a mistake or fraud in the process to now only permit alleging that there was an error. So even if the candidate or party is absolutely convinced there was fraud, this cannot be alleged or investigated by the state board of canvassers. To boot, this Democrat bill makes it tougher to do a recount by doubling the petition fees and includes language that would make it a felony for, quote, interfering with a recount without any clear definition as to what means for this to be open lawfare. If passed as is, the language is changed to prohibit a recount, investigation or audit of conduct of an elected official when fraud is alleged, to only a determination of the number of votes cast for one candidate or another or on a ballot question. Lastly, the bill says a recount could not assess the qualifications of the voters participating in an election or the manner in which the ballots are applied for, or how they're actually issued to the voters. Wow, isn't that a doozy? So therefore, illegals, dead people, and people not even registered in our state can vote, according to this bill. Because we cannot assess the qualification of those voters or the manner in which the ballots were applied for, issued, and voted on. End quote. Said Senator Jim Runstead. Folks, you need to get a hold of your state representative, and you need to tell them, do not vote for Senate Bills 603 and 604. See what they say. If they don't even know what those bills are, educate them. This is codifying the ability to commit election fraud in our elections by the Democrats. Despicable human beings. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gunsmith.